Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey, everyone. It's totally the real Pacific. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving week. I had a great, short vacation and really enjoyed the extra time to rest before diving into the craziness of 2024. Around this time of year, I really like to reflect on our wonderful team, our incredible listeners, and everyone who makes the show possible. We really couldn't do it without you. So, thanks for listening. No announcements this week, so would like to give a big shout out to our patrons. Joining us this week is Kyle Langevin, Reese Harbour, Ron Seville, Jester, Action Scientist, Taya, Banana Man, Covamass 2003, Dreamer K, El Granado, Xavier Hill, and Summer Solis. Thank you for supporting the show. You make this all possible. Up next, a couple messages from our sponsors, and then this week's episode.
Alright, folks, looks like we're all here. If everyone would please have a seat, we can get started. I do have a brief statement to read, and after that, I'll take some questions. Everybody ready to go then? Good. Okay. As many of you already know, last night one of my deputies responding to a call at 3 Mile and Winchhead Road here in Washington County came across the body of an, as yet, unidentified victim of what looks to be a death by immolation. At this time, the Washington County Medical Examiner is still determining the cause of death. Please also note, the location where the body was found is still an active crime scene. While we're not able to positively identify the victim due to the nature of the cause of death, we do have eyewitnesses that have indicated to my investigators that the victim was indeed Tammy Lynn Halona, who, as we all know, has been missing these last few weeks. Naturally, we as a department in a close-knit community like Magnolia is, are as deeply saddened by the loss of life as everyone else. We don't have a lot of details right now, but as they become available, you can be sure that we'll be updating you folks without delay. More importantly, I want to ask all of your listeners and readers to please contact the Magnolia Sheriff's Department with any and all information that might aid us in now investigating the death of Miss Halona. Now, I'm going to take a few questions, but please bear in mind that we've only just began looking into the matter.
Sheriff Kubo!
Sheriff Kubo!
John, we'll start with you.
Sheriff Kubo, given the grisly nature of this crime and the unusual manner of death, do you now have any further comments on the possible links to alleged satanic cult operating here in Magnolia?
Well, while this is an ongoing investigation, and nothing is certain at the moment, we are now pursuing new leads that may indeed point to a possible connection with certain individuals that may have alleged the ties to a satanic cult.
Sheriff!
Let me further state that the links are to a group that operate in San Francisco, California, and as of now, known to reside in or near Magnolia or Washington County. They are persons of interest only that we're keen to talk to, but their involvement, if any, in last night's terrible tragedy has not yet been determined.
Sheriff Kubo!
Go ahead, Gail.
Gail Daniels, Arkansas Daily News. Now that this is a murder investigation instead of a missing persons investigation, will the Magnolia Sheriff's Department be bringing in outside help?
Well, first off, Gail, We don't know that it is a murder investigation. It is in all likelihood, but the medical examiner has not yet released his findings, and we can't...
Are you saying that you can't begin chasing these lunatics down because you need the ME to tell you that Tammy Lynn didn't set fire to herself?
No, Gail. What I'm telling you is that we are already investigating the scene, and once we've ascertained with absolute certainty that Miss Halona is indeed our victim and that her cause of death is indeed a homicide, then we will communicate the same to you folks. Need I remind you that this is a nation of laws and due process, and we will abide by that.
So does...
And to answer your first question, the state's attorney general has already called and told me that we have the full support of his office, and additional resources have been freed up should we need them, including but not limited to special investigators. I'd again ask that you let our readers know to please fully cooperate with any law enforcement officers and to please not interfere in any way with this investigation. Cooperation is absolutely key if we hope to quickly identify any potential perpetrators.
Sheriff
Kubo!
Go ahead and back.
Sheriff Kubo, as most folks around here know, Whispering Lakes has a long history of unusual going-ons. Do you or any of your investigators think that the lake may have something to do with Tammy's death?
Well, I find it hard to imagine how Whispering Lake could have anything to do with this. It is true that Tammy Lynn was found just outside the lake on 3 Mile Road. But currently, we have no indication.
Is it possible that the site was chosen because of potential energy vortexes that Satanists use to summon dark magic?
Oh boy, there's no possible way that I could know that. And I suspect, I know where you've heard that, but I'm not gonna get into that either. Look, I'm born and raised in Washington County, just like a lot of your listeners. I know all the stories and all about the boogeyman and that have come crawling out of that lake. But it's 1976, folks, not 1876. There might be a monster on the loose, all right, but it ain't no swamp thing, and it ain't no ghost. The person or persons that may be responsible for Tammy Lynn's death are all too human, and we'll find them, and they will be brought to justice. You have my word.
Sheriff Kubo, can you please comment on the formation of the Christian Citizens Brigade?
I'm not sure I'm up to speed on that, John. What is the, Christian Citizens Brigade?
The CBB is a group of concerned citizens from both right here in Magnolia and in Washington County at large that have banded together to ensure that no further incidents of this kind take place. They are being led by Brother Brian Eldon of the First Witness Church of Christ.
That sounds a bit ominous to me. Let me remind your listeners that the Magnolia Sheriff's Department is the sole law enforcement agency in this jurisdiction, and we will not allow any vigilante groups to operate.
Sheriff, with all due respect, if your department had been more transparent about the rise in satanic and occult incidents over these past 2 years, we may not be covering the murder of a young woman.
And with all due respect to you and your readers, Gail, whoever is spreading these rumors, whether they are inside or outside my department, is doing this town and this investigation a great disservice. We will handle this situation. And if myself or my deputies encounter any untoward behavior on the part of folks around here, it will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Mark my words.
Are you saying that you'll arrest folks that are just trying to keep this town safe?
I've said what I have to say about it. Now, that's all, folks. We got work to do. We'll update you as we go.
Sheriff Kubo!
Sheriff Kubo!
Sheriff
Kubo!
Sheriff!
Thaddeus Cooper.
Harper! You old mule!
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, old buddy. How've you been?
Things are... Well, you know how they are. We're always busy.
It's always a busy season at the Foundation.
Yes, it is. It seems like every day there's some new Keter or temporal disruption or multiverse quake that's set to destroy the entire universe.
Heavy lies the head that wears a crown.
Indeed it does. Especially in containment.
Right.
Get on in here. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Need something to drink?
No, I'm good to go.
All right, then let's get to it. Tell me what's happening out there.
I was actually hoping you'd fill me in first, Harp.
Yeah?
Well, we both know that Site-21-36 is a black box site and that the operative, in this case me, can know nothing about it. Something about it being a Kennec class cognito hazard. One of those they could tell me, but then they'd have to kill me situations.
Right.
Don't tell me.
What?
You've been made aware of the site's potential for disruption, haven't you?
Absolutely. I'm actually a little curious about how you know so much about it, given the Foundation's prerequisites.
Some of it's a hunch, and some of it I've just put together over the last 2 years. It's a small town, Harper. It was always going to happen, me hearing about the site. Especially one so closely tied to town history.
Fair enough.
But you're going to tell me all the details, right?
Yes. Here's a file. Have a look. You already know it's a Keter class containment, disruption class Kennec, rated a level 4 dangerous site. And it is indeed a cognito hazard.
Great. Now tell me what we're really up against.
So we're not entirely sure about what's going on in the lake.
Same old song.
That's the nature of the beast. When the site was first identified, it claimed 38. Two dozen of Uncle Sam's finest. 7 federal agents, 3 civilian journalists embedded with the troops, and 4 of ours.
4 of ours?
Different world back then.
Must have been.
Anyways, after the site was finally recognized for what it is, it was immediately slated for special containment procedures.
And exactly what is it?
Well, simply put, we don't know. But we suspect it's a honey trap.
A honey trap? And who's running it?
We don't know that either. Not exactly. The problem with the site is that it's a bit like the event horizon of a black hole. We can't really see what's happening in the lake. You combine that with the fact that once a subject goes under, they rarely resurface and...
Rarely?
Well, you know how it is. When the Foundation was first studying the site, there were... let's say there were some pretty risky engagements.
Aiming at what?
I'm sure initially it was purely empirical in nature. Classifying a site can be incredibly valuable to both containment and in aiding in the identification of other potential sites.
That's the company line.
And hell, the Cold War was just starting to chill. If it was some kind of ultimate honey trap we could deploy for our own purposes, you can be sure the bigwigs in Washington wanted to know.
The ultimate tar pit.
Can you imagine? Deploying an aquatic cognito hazard in the Miskfa River?
I can't imagine.
Well, either way, we ran into a problem.
With transport?
With controlling it. The early tests concluded with little doubt that each body that goes into the lake somehow amplifies the effects of its sonic lure.
I can testify to that firsthand.
I gotta tell you, we really screwed up keeping you out here this long.
Why's that?
One of our underlying strategies is protecting the site's integrity is by keeping the monitors completely ignorant of the site's triggers.
How'd that work out for you?
Benefit of hindsight, I suppose. The thing is, we believe the site has the ability to somehow glean from a potential victim certain neurological patterns.
Certain neurological patterns? Like memories? Dreams? How is that possible?
We're not entirely sure, Coop. The site as a whole operates or manifests as a sonic entity.
Entity? Are you saying that this lake is some kind of sentient being?
Shit, Cooper. We're getting in the weeds now. Are you a Hegelian or a Kantian? Whether or not the site's alive is something for the philosophers to ponder. Our job is just to lock it down. All I'm saying is it seems to manifest its intentions, desires, and agency by means of sound. And further, that it also seems to know its potential victims intimately.
Well, I'm hearing agency and sentience.
That's our working hypothesis, anyway. Truth is, the Foundation hasn't studied the lake in some time. It's a low-priority site for research.
Is there... could someone actually communicate to this entity? If they... I don't know. If they knew the language? If they'd somehow...
Funny you should mention that.
Elm, are you seeing this?
I am, but what am I seeing exactly?
you're seeing the highest recorded sonic emission that we've ever encountered.
Is this?
Yes. This is from the Halo. What I was telling you about. Readings taken during Temulin's migration. Or rather, attempted migration.
And Holly's findings?
She hasn't reported back yet. But there's little question that we're going to see readings remarkably higher than we've ever seen before. Tammy Lynn truly was a special subject. If only...
If only we hadn't been so cavalier. We pulled too many levers at once.
I'm not so sure about that.
Are you saying this additional modulation is what? Different from past migration upticks? Let me see. I don't understand. This is impossible.
And look at this.
What is this?
What you're seeing here is exactly what we've been looking for. Proof of intelligence.
This can't be right.
It is.
I thought the Foundation had long disproven this theory.
That's what they told us when they shut us down. But we should have been listening all along. I don't know why we doubted.
Listening to who? The Foundation?
No. To the Lake, of course. She's been guiding our hand all along. You see that, don't you?
She? If the Lake is sentient, then why? Why doesn't it make itself known to us? Why can't we understand how to proceed?
We shouldn't be so lucky to even now grasp what we have. And this could be an intelligence thousands, no, tens of thousands of years old. It could be extraterrestrial, or one of the old gods.
Or one of the old shadows.
Whatever it is. It has brought us together, and we alone have been chosen to bring its message into the light.
What are you saying? For Christ's sake, Ash, that was our very effective line of bullshit created specifically for controlling our subjects. Please tell me that you're not starting to believe your own fairy tale.
This is what I'm telling you. She has been guiding us in more ways than we've imagined. These may not be our clever psychological devices at all. They might very well be subliminal messages that we received as a result of our own special migration.
You're not thinking clearly, Ash.
Don't take my word for it, Helm. Let me show you what the data looks like when it is rendered numerically. There is little question that we are being called on. There is a language here, and last night's experiment has finally amplified and clarified the voice and its message. Her message is coming through loud and clear.
And what do you think it's saying?
It's asking to be turned loose.
That's madness.
It's not. Let me show you why.
Okay. Make sure to give the Stades down by the lake a wide berth. I'm sure they're expecting some busybodies, so if we get pinched, just claim ignorance.
That shouldn't be a problem for you, Lee.
Ouch, where's Perez when I need him?
Do you think we should have gone by and picked him up? I feel bad for taking off without him.
I like him as the target for your jabs, that's for sure.
But you're both so great at taking a punch.
I left a note with my mom. He'll know where we're at when he finally drags his worthless butt out of bed.
Al's usually all over this stuff, especially when there's weed involved.
I guess he's going to be jealous that we found the bunker without him then.
And what does this bunker look like again? Really?
Well, I don't know. And we probably won't see the bunker. It's buried underground.
25 feet underground.
Right. But we should see the hatch.
The hatch?
I mean, there has to be a hatch, right? It might be smaller than you think, though, so keep your eyes peeled.
You might not even fit down the hatch, big boy.
I'm a lot more flexible than I look. Don't you worry.
And what do we think this bunker was supposed to be used for?
My guess is that it was probably originally used to house people that were observing the lake. Maybe scientists or, I don't know, hydrologists, maybe?
That would make sense, but it's also underground, so it was probably intended to shield them from...
Testing?
Maybe even, like, testing the effects of the lake on human subjects. It wouldn't surprise me.
That might have been what they were doing.
And don't forget about its being toxic. Maybe they did throw a nuke in there, just to see what would happen.
It's not toxic. That's the whole point. All that nuclear testing stuff is misdirection to make everyone think it's toxic so we'd all keep our distance.
What if it's like... I think Lee might be right. Maybe that's why Tammy Lynn burned up last night. Some kind of toxic combustion. Like what Mr. Jagger does in chemistry.
That's right. Two words. Elephant toothpaste.
Except on fire.
Right.
Well, maybe we'll find the bunker and there'll be like a treasure trove of documents and we'll uncover the whole thing.
I've been thinking.
Yeah?
What if the men that killed Tammy are hiding out in one of those bunkers? Maybe that's why no one could find her.
That's a definite possibility. A bunker'd be a perfect place to stash someone. I just wonder why she was gone for 2 weeks. Why wait to take her into the lake?
That's a good point, Hillerman. I hadn't even thought of that. Why would they keep her in a bunker for 2 weeks?
That's what we're gonna find out, you guys. And by the way, if we're looking for the killers now, we need to be careful.
Not a chance, bucko. Come and get me, you son of a bitch!
God damn it! Miss Dildon! That is a restricted area!
Where are you at, villains?
Where am I? Where the hell are you?
I'm up on 3 Mile heading east. Which direction are you traveling?
Shit, I don't know. It's trees everywhere you look. She just went over the goddamn fence! About a quarter mile from the southwest corner.
Into the lake?
Is there some other fence around here that I don't know about? Yes, goddammit! The fence around the lake! What should I do? Should I go over?
Shit, man! You're gonna be the one to let this old lady get the drop on you?
Fuck! I'm not sure if I'm trying to get radiation poison just to catch this broad. And shit, man! You know what everyone says about this lake?
Well, don't you
think... Daryl, you copy? God damn it. I swear to God, if this makes me infertile, I'm suing the shit out of the department. Yeah. Hello? Miss Dildine? You need to come with me right now. This area's off limits. It's a toxic site. Hello! Miss Dildine! What the... Linda? Linda May? What are you doing? Linda May? Hold on, Linda May! I'm coming! I'm coming, baby! Hold on!
Sorry about that, big boy. Should have just let me go on my own way.
Linda May! Where are you, baby? Somebody help me!
There ain't no helping you now.
Hey everyone, Pacific here with a quick ad break and a reminder. You can get access to ad-free episodes for just $5 a month on our Patreon at patreon.com/scp_pod. You can also find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below. And now, a quick message from our sponsors.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically just make
I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do this.
Yes, sure.
Where they send food, and what I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything, but it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, like with chill the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got like, so my wife ended up really liking these like energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally like just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always was like, I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meal seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had like pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got like midday snacks. And so I thought it was like perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for like fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could like heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50. That's 50 to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off, guys. Give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
All right, thanks for listening. And now, back to the episode.
Deputy West, come back.
Go ahead, Connie.
The county's just called in a 311, a possible sighting of your suspect.
Yes! Wait, the county's? You saying they spotted her where? Down at the crime scene?
That's right. Officers is currently pursuing Ms. Dildine on foot, and the other one is in his cruiser looking to head her off at Rain Ridge.
God dang it. Get Dan and Andrews heading out there right now. Cordon off the area and let the sheriff know what's going on.
I've already dispatched Andrews and Danner. Sheriff Cubo is indisposed, but I will let him know the situation as soon as I talk to him.
Copy that. Over and out. Got you now, you bitch.
So, what you're holding there is my full preliminary report.
This is good. But now you're gonna tell me about the girl.
Right. Tammy Lynn Halona.
Tammy Lynn Halona.
I know you're overseeing quite a few sites, but I'm assuming you've listened to my reports?
Of course. I look forward to them.
Give me a break.
You know what I mean. I always enjoy working with you, Cooper. You're a top-notch field agent. And between you and me, I might have done the same thing down in Brisbane that you did.
Tell that to the brass.
I know what you did wasn't easy. Shit. Sometimes containment fails and the costs are extremely high. Someone always has to take the fall, Cooper. Blame must be laid, you know that. And once it's laid, some poor sap's got to take it up. I'm just saying, I think you got the wrong end of the stick.
Did you know that saying comes from the Romans?
Does it?
They put a sponge on a stick and wipe their asses with it. Then they put it right back into the public shit stick bucket.
That's not a pleasant thought.
It was considered highbrow at the time. Better than using your hand. But the wrong end of that stick? That was never good.
No doubt. Now tell me about what you saw and heard last night.
Last night?
You're not gonna like to hear this.
What?
You could be compromised.
I'm not.
I'll be the judge of that. Tell me what happened.
Right. So... it's funny. If you asked me, I'd have told you I almost expected something hinky to go down last night. It was homecoming night, so there's always that. And I'd seen that some of the local kids had decked out a structure relatively near the site for what I assumed would be a homecoming party.
So your assumptions were correct.
They were. But as you know, Tammy Lynn had been missing for 16 days. So there's no direct connection to the group that gathered there last night.
How common is that? You having people that close to the site?
I don't know. It happens. It's rare for townies, though. It's usually folks from out of town, and I only see that there'd been activity at the site when I stop in to do my checks and see the dried vomit. The countermeasures that are employed are very, very effective.
Yes, I've been to the site. They are indeed quite effective.
Many lunches have been lost.
The Foundation scientists really nailed it. The downside is that it's hard to monitor. The upside is that the frequency of incidents is down to an all-time historic low.
The wonders of modern technology.
That's right.
Truth be told, there's not much more to say that's not in the report. I got to the site and the victim was already deceased. She was just inside the site perimeter.
That was a lucky break. And how had she entered the site?
That's a complete unknown for me right now. I received the breach alert at exactly 11:08 p.m. And when I arrived, the gate was wide open and the deterrents had been deactivated.
Do you think she breached the site on her own?
I find that highly unlikely, especially considering the state of the deterrents.
Has this happened before?
Well, that's a $1 million question, ain't it? If it has happened before, and if whoever it is that is breaching containment somehow knows how to bypass our systems.
That would be bad.
Yeah, it would be.
And then there's the other $1 million question.
What's that?
Why is our mystery guest breaching? What's going on out of Whispering Lake when we're not watching?
That's exactly what I'm wondering, too.
Now tell me about these witnesses. I'm curious if they heard anything.
Lee Hillerman and Cindy Stevens. Both good kids. I know them both by reputation only. I've never had any run-ins with either one. I'm well acquainted with Cindy's father. He operates a local business, music store. Instruments and some eclectic vinyl.
Music store, huh?
Yep. If you'd asked me a week ago, I'd have nothing but good things to say.
But?
But just last night, he and I were having a little chat and my hackles were up.
Why is that?
He was talking about the work he used to do.
For who?
He didn't say. But I got the impression that maybe...
You think he's one of ours?
Could be.
Well, there you go. Mystery solved. We've got to bring him in right away.
Agreed.
It was his kid at the site, though?
That's right.
It says here that the kids gave conflicting statements.
Well, yes and no.
How's that?
The kids claim to have seen someone there when they first reported their discovery to Deputy Danner, but they were singing a different tune in the follow-up interview.
Both kids?
Yep, and they're sticking to it.
Why is that, I wonder?
Not sure. They're pretty tight with Ren Kubo. That's the sheriff's kid, and he might have advised them of their rights to remain silent and the benefits of the same.
Now, why would he do that?
My first inclination is that maybe they'd had more than some cold ones up there, and Ren was just covering his butt.
What's your second inclination?
Ren's a hell of a smart kid. I know him pretty well. I've been keeping an eye on him. I get the feeling that there's something more going on.
Something like what?
I'm not entirely sure. I've seen him poking around town, though. Him and Hillerman. Almost like they were doing their own little investigation into the lake. And maybe even Tamulin's disappearance. My investigation into the same has had us crossing paths once or twice in the last few weeks.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, Afternoon Delight is about sex.
I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just saying that I don't like it.
I like it.
What about your dad?
I don't think he's heard it. It's all jazz all the time for him. It's like he's got a radio that only picks up one station.
Guys, this bush!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, is that... Red, we found it!
I don't believe it! This is crazy!
We found it! What are the odds?
Is it... Can we open it?
Well, we're sure as hell going to find out.
Here, Ren, I'll hold this back. You put those jock muscles to work.
Shouldn't we... We're not going down there, are we? What if someone's down there? I know I said... We should get your dad, Ren. This might be important.
Maybe you're right.
How about we just open the hatch and take a peek? There's probably nothing down there at all. If we see 2 inches of dust, we'll know we're good to go.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but what if we open it and see someone pointing a gun at our heads?
Also a good point. Shit, I don't know. What's your gut say, Lee?
I think we've come all this way. We found a hidden bunker, for God's sake. We should at least take a look.
Okay, but just opening the lid. No going down.
Right, just pop the top and we'll have a quick look.
Okay, let's do this.
Let me hold this out of the way.
Just do it already.
I will. I'm just getting ready.
Ready for what?
I don't know. Just relax. I'm going.
On three, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh my God. What's that smell?
Close it, Ren. Close it.
No, don't close it. Let me have a look.
I'm not sticking my head in there.
I will.
What do you see, Lee?
It looks like...
Is it deserted?
I don't know. I can only see to the bottom of the ladder. All I can see is the floor there.
Ugh, I don't know how you can stand that smell.
I'm with you. It smells like, I don't know, rotten milk, maybe?
It's something rotten, all right. Or dead.
Hello?
Jesus, Lee!
What are you
crazy?
Doing?
There's no one down there.
How do you know?
You said it yourself. It's too funky down there for anyone to be holed up.
Fair point. But still, not cool yelling into strange holes, Hillerman.
I'll let you yell in the next one.
Next one?
Yup. Now we know for sure.
We know what for sure?
There's at least three bunkers.
How do you know that?
Old man Donovan.
I'm really starting to not like this guy. He said there were three bunkers?
He might not have been completely lucid, but he told us everything is laid out in a perfect equilateral triangle. He said it helps keep in the evil spirits.
Of course he did. It makes perfect sense.
It might not make perfect sense, but it should make finding the other two bunkers, if it's true, a lot easier than finding this turd just by wandering around and swinging a stick.
So are we leaving whatever foul thing is down there, down there?
I'm not going down there.
I'll go down.
No, you won't. Seal it up, Kubo. Maybe it'll reverse the mummy's curse.
Hey, not cool. If I'm cursed, you're cursed too.
Hold on a second. Let's talk about this. I think we need to see what's down there, don't you?
I don't know.
Why do we need to see what's down there?
Because this is the first solid clue we have.
You are not Sherlock Holmes, Lee. There is no reason for us...
There's every reason, and I think we all know what's down there.
What?
Yeah, what?
Give me a hand down, I'll tell you.
All right.
Lee, please don't go down there.
I'll be right back. Give me your hand, Kubo.
But be careful.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think you're still good to go for monitoring the site. At least in the short term.
Glad to hear it.
You're also good to go in assisting me in this investigation and site containment should the need arise.
Okay, then. I'm glad to hear that, too.
This isn't charity. Your skill set and experience are the reasons I'm making that decision.
Understood.
Agents Hotshu and Skyne are both good agents, but their focus is ensuring that the site's completely locked down and all containment systems are operational. Sometimes after a breach...
Why isn't this site locked down, Harper? And I mean like locked down. Why isn't this cursed hole filled in with concrete?
That'd be a lot of concrete.
You know what I mean.
It's a fair question, and I don't know. But I can tell you the company line.
Can't wait to hear it.
Containment of the site via direct contact is too dangerous, and it carries a higher risk of cascading global phenomena.
That sounds bad.
That's the point. That's why the Foundation only keeps one set of eyes on site. The fewer people that interact with the site, the better. That's God's honest truth. That's why there are just three of us coming to your rescue.
It's like that?
I've been told that some early studies indicated that the site could go nuclear with very few... additions.
How few?
100? 200, maybe? Educated guesses at the Hive put it as low as that.
Shit. You think they'd have the area surrounding this site fully quarantined?
That's why the Foundation came in and shut down the mills. Report on the potential for the Cascade came out during the Summer of Love, and by the time January 69 rolled around, both of the mills had been snatched up and shuttered.
Tough break for Magnolia.
Better than the end of life as we know it. It's just difficult to keep people from settling in certain places. Magnolia is one of them. It's got a good forest for lumber, it's close to a major highway, and it's got fish and wild game running all over the place. We just can't keep folks away.
I just don't see how completely eliminating the site isn't an option.
Well, it just so happens it is. At least now it is. And that's why we're here. We didn't have the means in 44, but now with advances in nuclear weapons science, the Foundation feels confident that, if necessary, we can put a nuclear option on the table with acceptable losses.
Acceptable losses, huh?
Estimates put it at less than 5,000 casualties.
Jesus. And this is the new containment procedure?
No. So long as we secure the site, the current deterrents will continue to operate as they always have.
Then what's the nuke for?
Nukes. Plural. And they're being installed as a failsafe only.
God help us.
Let's do our part first. God can chip in if we can't handle it.
Rowan, Aspen, get your shit. We gotta skin out.
Holly?
What's going on?
Fucking cops, that's what's going on.
I told you.
Now ain't the time, Ro. We've got to get the hell out of here before they find us.
God damn it. Now just wait a second. Tell us what's going on.
And what's that smell?
It's the... What smell?
It smells like...
Smells like a hot plate.
I don't smell anything, and now ain't the time for a talk about hygiene. I had a little run-in with John Q. Public down at the lake, and...
Just like I told you. Now, you've gone off and kicked a hornet's nest. Why don't you...
Fine, Ro. When we're all locked up, you can rest easy at night knowing that you were right and I was wrong.
I don't want to go to jail, man.
Nobody's going to jail. Holly, would you please just sit down and tell us what the hell happened?
We ain't got time for this kindergarten show-and-tell bullshit.
Sit!
Fine. Fine. Happy?
Hardly. Tell us what happened.
I was at the site, just like your buddy the doctor told me to do, and the fucking pigs caught me snooping around. That was probably his plan all along.
What pigs?
Not now, kid. How'd they spot you?
Jesus, does it even matter? The readings, I'm out there taking the readings, and let me tell you, they were off the fucking charts.
And?
And they kept getting higher and higher the closer I get.
Jesus Christ, Holly. You walked right up on them?
No, Rowan. I'm not a goddamn idiot like you two shit for brains. I was completely invisible.
Clearly not.
I got caught because one of those pricks happened to look over right as I was fixing to leave. Started hooting and hollering about no press allowed and all that.
They thought you were with the news or something?
Obviously, all sorts of people are poking around after what happened last night. Those dumb shits thought I was with one of the papers or something until they saw the PRA. And then I had to make up some cock and bull story about being with some geological surveyor.
Who are you?
So, what the hell?
Shit went sideways about 2 seconds into my bullshit. Goddamn cops put out a bolo for me as I'm standing right there in front of them, so I lit out.
Jesus, did they chase you?
What do you think, Rowan? Of course they did. They're fucking cops.
So what'd you do? How'd you get away?
Holly?
I went over the fence.
You did what?
Into the lake?
No, not into the lake, dummy. Just over the fence.
Why would you?
I knew if that dipshit followed me over, that'd be
the... Did he go under? Holly, did he go under?
What do you think?
Holy...
Jesus, Holly... You killed a fucking cop.
I didn't do nothing to that man. He drowned in the lake. That's all that happened. Why am I to blame?
Because you know.
I don't know shit, Ro. And neither do you, and neither does boy Nitwit over there.
Hey!
Nothing. Less than nothing. We ain't been told anything, and it ain't our fault. The fucking doctor has left us down here stewing and hasn't told us a thing this whole time. Shit. I've been here almost a year and a half and barely seen outside of this pit except to do hair doctor's bidding, and I'm sick and goddamn tired of not having a clue about what's going on down here, aren't you? And it don't matter anyways, the jig is up.
So you blow the whole thing up, lead the cops right to us?
I don't hear nobody knocking, not yet, which is why we got to get moving.
Where do you expect to go now, Holly? It's gonna be cops up and down every interstate looking for you.
Well, I'd rather get caught running than standing still.
This is really bad, man.
We need to call the doctor.
No, that's the last thing we need to do. Like I said, he's probably the one set us up.
You're talking nonsense. He's the only one that'll know what to do.
You've got to be out of your cotton-picking mind if you think I'm going to let you call that son of a bitch.
We've got no choice.
Put it down.
Whoa, okay. Now, let's everyone relax.
Where do you get that?
Where do you think?
That is here for our protection.
Spare me, Ro. I know you got your marching orders, and it ain't no skin off my nose.
So, you did have a gun? What you said...
I told you, kid. I tried telling you. Now, who do you believe?
Well, I didn't...
Like I said, I'm the one charged with protecting the bunker. No one was ever going to use it.
Oh, really, Ro? Gosh, I sure wish I could believe you. Tell me this. How many of us have you put a bullet into since you've been up here?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Did Natalie run off, Ro? Like you said, how about Heather?
Who's Natalie? Who's Heather?
She was the one here right before you, kid. Wasn't she, Ro? Whatever did happen to Heather?
You know as well as I do. You were here with me the whole time.
So you say. Or maybe I was out taking the readings while you were dumping Heather in some shallow grave on the mountain.
What are you supposed to be, Alfred Hitchcock or something? Is this Fantastic Tales? You know that ain't what happened.
See, that's just it. Between the pills and the lake and being stuck in this sardine can with you, I can't say I know anything for certain.
We were trying to help
you. Don't you dare say it. You ain't trying to help. He ain't trying to help. He's some kind of mad scientist, and you're his goddamn lapdog. That is all there is to know.
Please, Holly, relax.
You shut up. That son of a bitch took me out into that goddamn lake and put me under with those voices. And sure, I'm clean as a whistle, but I'm all out of tune.
The doctor took us into that lake to set us free. You know that.
The hell he did. He murdered us. I'm so sick of hearing about that goddamn lake and how it's some kind of, I don't even know what. He took us out there and he killed us, plain and simple. We went under and something else came up. Something else came out of that lake.
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you.
What?
The doc was the first to come out of that lake. Holly, he knows all about what comes with you.
That does us a whole lot of good. Now put that goddamn phone down before I put a bullet in you.
Fine, Holly. Whatever you say.
Sheriff Kubo, what a surprise.
Hey, you.
What brings you in today, Sheriff? Don't tell me Ren has taken an interest in music, too. I hear he really tore up the gridiron last night.
No, nothing like that. Ren ain't got a musical bone in his body. Can't even hum in tune. No, I'm just out making the rounds following up on a few leads.
A few leads? How do you mean?
Well, not leads, I guess. More of just trying to set my mind at ease about some inconsistencies.
I'm not sure I follow, Sheriff. Come in, though. Have a seat.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
So, tell me about these leads.
Well, it's like this. I'm sure you heard about what had happened out at Whispering Lake.
Yes. Yes, I did. It's absolutely horrific. I can't imagine what Norm is going through right now. Just terrible.
Right. We want to wrap this up for her and for the town as quickly as humanly possible.
Agreed.
Well, that's the reason for the visit. Once we tie up all the loose ends, we'll be able to focus in on finding Tammy Lynn's killer.
Makes sense. I'm not sure I can help, though.
We've had some witnesses, Al, putting Tammy Lynn right here on Main on the day of her disappearance.
Yeah, I know. Deputy Danner came by and took a statement from me.
I've read your statement. You stated that you hadn't seen Tammy on the day in question.
That's right. We were open for business, but she didn't...
Al,
Yes, Sheriff?
What would you say if I told you that an eyewitness has just come forward and puts Tammy Lynn right here in Syncope Symphony on the day she went missing?
Gosh, Sheriff, I guess I'd have to say that you're mistaken.
Yep, that's a definite possibility.
I'd also wonder about why this alleged eyewitness is just now coming forward.
Yep.
Sheriff Kubo, come back.
Sorry about that.
Is anybody there? Help me!
Is that... Let go of that.
Sheriff, I can explain.
Am, you're under arrest. Quit resisting.
It's not what you think, Sheriff.
God damn it, Am. I'm serious now. Let go of that.
I can't let you.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, Sheriff. Sheriff. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. What am I going to do? You. Why? Why'd you have to come in here? Sheriff? Sheriff? Who else knows you're here?
You got... Ma'am. You got...
God damn you! Eldon, I need you to get over here right away. We've got a situation. Eldon?
Yes, I heard you.
I've got a situation over here. The sheriff, he came in asking questions.
Yes?
He's been shot.
Oh, Lord, that's not good.
No shit, it's not good. I need your help.
Bill, where's the doctor?
Just get over here, goddammit! Fine!
Hold tight, then. I'm on my way.
Elm, you got to... I'm in a bad way.
Quiet now, Sheriff. Just be quiet.
Thank you. This episode was possible thanks to our patrons. SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Brills. Class of 76 was written by F. Cole Serrano. This episode featured Graham Rowett as Elm Stevens, Chris Young as Ash Calder, Brian David Gilbert as Lee Hillerman, Maddie Moore as Cindy Stevens, Damon Lumps as Cooper, Brandon Wynn as Ren Tuba, John Brills as Harper, Dustin Parsons as Aspen Daniels, Nate Dufort as Roman, Atticus Jackson as Eldon, Chubb Elliott as Deputy West, Krista Lewis as Holly Dildine, and Gary Scales as Sheriff Kubo. With additional voices by Stephen Andersano, Matthew Moore, Ashley James, Jeremy Eller, Katrina Vecina, and Beverly Jenkins. Sound design was by Bernie Crispin. Music is by Matt Wood. I'm your showrunner, Daisy McNamara. Our producer was Pacific Escobar. Our executive producers were Tom Owen and Bradley Scott. And this is a Bloody FM show.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.